Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall is celebrating their 80th anniversary the only way they know how, with huge savings. Shop over 800 of your favorite Chevys, Buicks, GMCs, and Cadillacs and see why bigger selection means more ways to save. Four iconic brands under three rooftops with over 22 acres of GM inventory. Plus, every new vehicle comes with Edmore's mobile service, top-tier service, at your door, on your time. Don't miss the 80th anniversary sale at Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall. Visit EdmoreSawgrass.com, where you're always backed by Morse.
All right, Joe, we're in some new digs here for this episode of Out to Pasture, but we're still out to freaking pasture.
We're always out to pasture, my man. It's never going to go away. Down here at the QAM studios today.
The palatial QAM studios.
Thank you.
Right?
I got him down
historic,
here in Miami.
Historic.
Thank you.
Down in, where are we in?
We're actually in Miami Shores, a little Haiti, Miami Shores right there.
Training camp right around the corner.
Rookies three, four days into this thing.
They're already in, seeing what's going on there. And then we've got full-blown training camp starts.
Middle of next week. Veterans.
And things are full-blown.
That's right.
I'm excited.
Well, I think we're all excited to see what we're going to do, man, considering everything. A huge draft class, big rookie free agent class, and guess what? Bigger than ever. Because there's going to be a lot of guys that are going to have to be on the football team. The question is, how quickly can they develop? How many guys, when we finish this football season, we're going to go, hey, this guy's going to be a really good player.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting to see, and it's going to be a rocky road. I'm not expecting smooth sailing throughout this season, but I think it's going to be interesting. And just trying to see what, you know, so we've talked about John Eric Sullivan. We've talked about Jeff Hafley, those guys. What are you expecting out of the players? What do you want to see out of this group of players that are coming into training camp? What do they bring in? 90 players, whatever they bring into to training camp. With 120,
90 man roster
for the roster.
Yeah.
What would you like to see week one when the rosters are set?
I'm looking for quicker development of this draft class to start with.
Yeah,
I call it 21 draft picks because I think the 8 from last year and 13 from this season are equally important.
Yeah.
I expect the guys from last year who all played a lot of football, all 8 of those guys, including Quinch Ewers from the 7th round, all played a lot of football last year. So I expect a big jump for some of those guys. But I also expect a lot. You got 13 guys. Bo, we need to find a handful of guys that can flat out play where our fan base and our media goes, damn, we hit on some guys.
Yeah.
We need that.
And look, you certainly want to see that out of your draft choices. But again, that free agent, those free agents that are undrafted free agents that are coming in.
Handful
with
of those
opportunity.
Guys. Yeah.
Look, it's not unusual, Joe, for us to see over the course, as long as we've been around this league, see 2, 3, maybe 4
rookie free agents.
That those rookie free agents come out and have an impact. A lot of times on special teams, but a lot of times there's those special team guys that after 2 or 3 years in, they become the solid players.
There might be some guys, man. You look at Lewis Moore, Mason Reiger, and some other guys on that group that they like and spend some extra money. I always like when a guy's a rookie free agent, he gets a nice little signing bonus. You go, ooh, a lot of teams wanted that guy, and they made sure they got him. They spent some extra money. But, hey, Bo, why wouldn't every guy not drafted? Like, a bunch of dumbasses. Like, first thing I'm looking at is how quickly, not how good the team is, how quickly I can get a chance to play. I'd have been having my agent knock on the door to be part of this Miami Dolphin 90-man roster.
Yeah, no doubt. There's opportunity galore on this football team. So first of all, let's get done with some pre-camp business. Jordan Brooks.
Important.
You knew they were going to sign him. I think everyone knew he wanted to be here, much like Aaron Brewer, I'm sorry. So Joe, who are you looking for? The surprise guy that you're looking for, that after seeing him in the OTAs, in the mini camps, without pads on it, albeit. But who's kind of jumped out to you that you want to really see?
I'm to a fault. I start with my first round picks, Proctor and Johnson. I want him to look like, I want him day one to look like, oh, I see why we got those guys. A cover corner and a big offensive lineman, I think they're equally important. But I go down, Bo, to the bottom half of this thing, Trey Moore, Kyle Lewis. I'm looking at Caleb Douglas, the big receiver, can really run. How quickly can he develop? Hey, man, your first guy we took in the third round, you're the fourth overall pick of 13. They're counting on getting something out of you, especially why Chris Bell is still injured and we don't know when he's going to be back. We know he's going to be really good when he gets back, but it's going to take a while. So those are some of the guys, and Lewis Moore, Mason Reiger are two guys that are rookie free agents I'm really looking forward to because they had their moments. Bo, there's so many opportunities. We go across the board. Somebody goes, well, we should have got this guy. I go, well, we need guys everywhere. So. Yeah.
I tell you, the guy I'm looking for is Jacob Rodriguez. I think he's going to be a guy that's going to be around and you know maybe battling with Dotson for that number two linebacker. Because look, all we've seen and all we've heard about that guy, look, you know what he's going to be, you know what his makeup is, and he's a turnover machine, forcing turnovers.
I love the way he runs.
He's one of those guys. Joe. You've seen those guys. We've all played with those guys. That always happened to be in the right place at the right time.
Yeah, right. Well, he's going to study, but he was quick, man. I'll tell you what, we watched him a lot and at the OTAs and mini camps, and he looked quick. That's going to be a heck of a competition.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, your three inside linebackers, including jumping right into this, not jumping ahead of myself, but Jordan Brooks getting that contract done. I just want to say this to John Eric Sullivan.
Yeah, that was awesome.
You come out and you said, hey, we're going to keep our best players. And everybody's, oh, what about money? And let's see. Yeah. And everybody does a lot of talking around here. He made sure this thing's going to be drama-free for camp where media don't have to say, why isn't this guy practicing today? Where is this guy? Why is he not in every drill? What's going on? He's unhappy about his contract. They took care of the three guys they promised. They got them all done. Brewer, Brooks, and Achan all getting new contracts. They're happy. They wanted to be here. Obviously, they signed the contracts. They got the amount of money and guaranteed money they wanted. It's just a great job. And now let's get down to business and not worry about all the side crap that we've had in previous years.
Man, Joe, you overlooked and all that. It sends a message to the rest of this team that if you're the type of player we want you to be, we're going to keep you here. If we like you, if we want you, we're going to do everything we can do to keep you here, which I think would be a lot of motivation because they don't want to go. I don't think they want to churn through these free agents, later, guys in the middle of their career, towards the end of their career. I don't think they want to delve into that as much as we have in the past. And just like they say, they just want to draft their players, get their players, develop their players, and win with their players when that opportunity presents itself.
We got to get back, man. One thing is the Green Bay way. For people tired of hearing about the Green Bay way because of the background of our general manager and head coach, they draft players. And Green Bay's done a good job through the years of drafting players. Almost they were going, why? They won't get in free agency. They draft. This team needed to get back to drafting and not making trades and giving up all their draft picks.
Yeah. Joe, one of the other things we talk about, Malik Willis, quarterback. They bring him in. He's the guy they wanted. They know him better than anybody else.
Yes,
they've been around him. And if they're willing to put their stamp on him and bring him in as the big free agent draft or pick of this offseason, they must be they're committed to him. And they believe in him. How much would it help if Malik Willis comes in here under some trying times, certainly with the wide receivers, the lack of wide receivers, and an offensive line that we hope is going to be really good, but may take some time to get there. How important would it be for him to come in and establish himself, much like New England had a couple years ago, where okay, now we've got our quarterback. Now we've got a quarterback. We don't have to go into the draft next year with quarterback being the biggest need on our league, and allow the franchise to do some of the other things that can fill in the gaps that are going to be there after this year.
Hey, Bo, let me tell you something. That's the most important thing. If Malik Willis shows that he's a frontline quarterback and he can play and he makes good decisions and he gets the most out of this group that he has and we get a running game and we see he can run and he can stay healthy, he's got some durability to him where you go, okay, we can move on to a Jeremiah Smith, a wide receiver out of Ohio State, or go get an impact guy at another position that you know you need, it would be everything, Bo. You start right there. If they can get the most out of this group, and everybody needs to understand, we don't know if we have a one or a number two wide receiver in this group, but he can get some production out of that group, along with the help of his offensive coordinator and head coach and the rest of them. Bo, it's the most important thing.
So you put Brewer, you put Brooks, two guys that you know, and he becomes that same guy.
Oh, yeah.
Next year. Well, I tell you what, this is going to be a trying season. But boy, I mean, if you get halfway through and you're starting to see that kind of that kind of ability out of him. It's going to solve a lot of problems moving forward.
And he's going to be one of the leaders. He's one of the leaders without even getting guys together.
So he's come in here and done absolutely everything perfect. You know, he's got together with his guys. Let's get together, work. Let's do this.
Yeah.
Let's not. And he's not pushing anybody around. And I think he comes in as a humble guy.
Yeah.
He comes in as a guy that wants to work.
Yeah.
He wants to be a good player. And he's got some coaches that believe in him. And I think there's no better place for him to be. And look, he's the ability to run that we haven't seen for a number of years.
We haven't seen that.
And look.
Well, if he stays healthy for 17 games, he's going to run for some yards now. You're going to see a guy that's going to have right up there at the top. If he stays healthy, he can run for a lot of yards. He will be one of the top rushing quarterbacks in this league.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. That opportunity to get the, you see these quarterbacks, they're able to break out of the backfield and get some, and not 3 or 4 yards and then hoping that you don't, where you can extend it,
Now, I call it sandlot football, run around.
Yeah, there you go.
Somebody's not open, bam, off and running.
That stinking quarterback that, you're a defensive end and he fakes the ball and you jump up and he runs. Next thing you know, he's running right in your arms. You go, oh, shit.
Yeah, that guy.
I'm not going to like seeing this on the film.
No.
You know what I mean?
No, you wouldn't. Not with your guy. No, I don't want to see that.
Look, I'm excited. I'm excited about being at practice. Football season is back.
Watch the young guys grow, man. That's what it's about. I call it the core of 21 to start with and everything around it, from the leadership and the 6 or 7 players we know can play at a high level. What do we get out of the veteran free agents that we're bringing in?
Yeah.
And there's a couple of key guys. Chop Robinson, year 3.
Yeah.
Chop, what do you have, man? What can you do? Malik Washington, year 3.
Yeah.
Can he take another step as one of the top 2 or 3 wide receivers?
Yeah. You got Juju out there where you can. Juju's going to be really good.
If he stays healthy, Juju's going to be fine.
He's going to be good. So we've got some of those guys out there.
Show me, man. We've
been talking about it now for about 6 months. So
now we get to see it together.
Now the rubber hits the road, right?
Yeah.
And speaking about rubber hitting the road, Sawgrass Auto Mall, Ed Morse, Sawgrass Auto Mall, Cadillac.
You did that nicely.
Cadillac. Chevrolet, GMC, Buick, and Chris. Look, Chris has got this.
Chris Atkins.
Chris Atkins, the general manager. He got this truck. You come to you. You need a flat tire change.
Oh, the new service truck.
You need new tires. You need a new battery. You need an oil change. Anything that needs to be done in your car, you call. They come to you. You sit in your house
or in your office.
And you drink your coffee and do this and that, and they're going to fix your car. And they're going to come there quick at Sawgrass Auto Mall, Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall. Call 754-285-7469 if you want to get that truck to come out and fix all your ills in your car right where you sit, in your office, at home.
Yeah.
If you're a lady and you're getting your hair done. Hey, can you change my oil while I'm getting my hair done?
Yeah, that service department's really good, though. They are really good. I got myself a Buick there, and I got myself a Chevy. Yeah, I love what Chris and the family does. Oh, what's that?
How about that, Joe?
What about that?
See this? It's a little applique here. Miami Dolphins world champion, the 17-0 championship. This is what their rings look like. But there's no, don't put them on your finger. So this was like you stick to your car. You stick to your door or whatever, and then you got the keychain.
Yeah, keychain's very
You know
nice.
Where you get these?
I do.
Villa Italia Bakery up in Schenectady, New York. Bobby Malozzi is our guy.
Bobby.
coffee cakes, all Italian pastries, Italian cookies, everything you want.
Did you say coconut or double chocolate when you said the
I like the double chocolate. I like the coconut coffee cake. And I like just a regular coffee cake.
And you know what?
The regular coffee cake is awesome.
You get all that stuff, and they get 20% off still. Is that still
so? So what? All you need to do is when you order from Villa Italia Bakery, VillaItaliaBakery.com, just put in the code BOJO, and you can choose between this one or that keychain right there that you can go that look or you can get both.
Our teams were never good enough to get one of these, but boy, they're nice.
Yeah. Mine's been in my sock drawer for 30 years, so I don't want to see it. But anyway, so go ahead and hit our friends at the Villa Italia Bakery, our friends at Ed Morris Sawgrass Auto Mall, and Joe, I'm going to see you at training camp.
Couple days, man.
Right there, right on the field, and I hope to see some of you. I wonder how many Dolphin fans. So they don't have, the fans can't come for a couple days.
No. Next week they can come by.
Go to dolphins.com and you can check when it's available for fans to come and watch practice.
RSVP, I'll be there.
RSVP will be there. And when you stop by, don't bother us. We don't. No, I'm kidding. Stop by and maybe we'll have a couple of these in our pocket.
I don't know. You did a much better job at least having these things ready to go.
Yeah.
Dolphin fans love these. They've been a big hit.
Yeah.
Not to mention. That coffee cake is sweet!